Hades. This was the last time Hades was ever seen to laugh. From that moment on, any merriment or sense of fun deserted him. Perhaps the duties of king of the underworld slowly ground away any youthful zest or lightness of touch that may once have been his. Down to the depths he went to carve out his kingdom. While his name will always be associated with death and the afterlife, and the whole realm of the underworld, which shares his name, with pain, punishment, and perpetual suffering, Hades also came to symbolize riches and opulence. The jewels and precious metals that are mined deep underground, and the priceless crops of grain, vegetables, and flowers that germinate beneath the earth are all reminders that from decay and death spring life, abundance, and wealth. The Romans called him Pluto, and words like plutocrat and plutonium tell of this great opulence and power. You will sometimes see the name Dis, a Latin word for rich, used for him, or his Judeo-Christian descendant, Lucifer. Dante, in his Inferno, called the city of hell Dis. Today only cryptic crossword setters use the name with any frequency. Under Hades' personal command came Erebus and Nyx, and their son Thanatos, Death himself. A system of river deities, too dark and dreadful to flow in the open air, wound their way through this underworld. The principal was Styx, Hate, a daughter of Tethys and Oceanus, whose name and Stygian attributes are invoked to this day whenever we want to describe something dark, menacing, and gloomy, something hellishly black and brooding. Into her flowed Phlegethon, the flaming river of fire, Acheron, the river of woe, Lethe, the waters of forgetfulness, and Cocytus, the stream of lamentation and wailing. Styx's brother Charon was appointed ferryman, and for the time being he waited, leaning on his pole by the banks of the Styx. He had dreamed that one day souls by the thousand would come to the shores of the river and pay him the price of transport across. One day, soon. Space was given by Hades to the Furies, the earth-born Erinyes, to live within the darkest heart of his kingdom. From there, the three of them could fly to all corners of the world to exact their revenge on those transgressors whose crimes were foul enough to merit their violent attentions. In time, Hades acquired a pet, a gigantic, snake-tailed, three-headed dog, offspring of those monstrous children of Gaia and Tartarus, Echidna and Typhon. His name was Cerberus, although he answered to his Roman name, Cerberus, too. He was the original Hound of Hell, the fearsome and tireless watchdog and guardian of the underworld. At Lerna, a lake that could be used as one of the entrances to the underworld, Hades posted Hydra, another child of Tartarus and Gaia. I mentioned before the frightening mutations possible when monsters mate, and the difference between Cerberus and his sister Hydra offers a striking example. On the one hand, a dog with a more or less manageable three heads and an elegant snaky tail to wag, and on the other, his sister, a many-headed water beast who was almost impossible to kill. Chop off one of her heads, and she could grow back 10 more in its place. Despite these zoological atrocities, Hades was, for the time being, a quiet place, ruled over by a god with little to do. In order for hell to be busy, mortal beings are needed, creatures that die. We will leave Pluto for the time being, seated on his cold, infernal throne, brooding darkly, as hostile, chilly and remote as the planet that bears his name, and secretly cursing the good fortune that had given rule of the seas to his hated brother. Pluto is nowadays disrespectfully designated as a dwarf planet. The moons of Pluto are Styx, Nix, Charon, Kerberos, and Hydra. Astronomers consult classical scholars when they name the heavenly bodies in our solar system.